Good morning, everyone. This is Dan Green. This is Flyer and Ice, 2 minutes for roughing. My apologies, Nick the Scout could not make it tonight or this morning. We are, again, part of the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Go to YouTube, subscribe, and you'll see all our wonderful programming. Now, with the Flyers' horrible season continuing, and tonight they play the powerful Toronto Maple Leafs with Austin Matthews, William Nylander, Morgan Riley and company. What is it that you look for as a Flyers fan? Plain and simple. If you can look at my little title, Cates and Adder play the kids. Noah Cates, Ronnie Adder. Adder makes his debut today. 6'4", 210-pound defenseman with offensive skills. Good instincts all over the ice. Needs to work on his toughness per se, but I am very intrigued by him. And if you follow Nick and myself, we've been talking about Ronnie Adder for over a year now, and his time has come. And with that time, finally, and I say congratulations to some extent, but finally, Keith Yandel is out of the lineup. His streak ends at 989 games. God bless. Well done. But 40, 50 games over the limit. With Adder in the lineup, they could not in good conscience bench Nick Seeler, who's earned his spot in the lineup. So Nick Seeler will be teamed with Ryan Adder tonight. So that's a little breaking news that Yandel streak is officially over. And again, it's long overdue. So what you're looking for as a Flyers fan is you're looking at the Owen Tippetts. You're looking at what Noah Cates can bring to the table. You're looking at what Ronnie Adder's going to do. And with the Frozen Four next week, you have Bobby Brink representing University of Denver, and you've got Bryce Brodzinski representing University of Minnesota. Both these kids could be signed when their college careers are over. And we welcome them to the competition of trying to crack this lineup. It's interesting. We've got a lot of kids out there. Jay O'Brien needs to be signed. He's a 23-year-old former first-round pick. So there are talented kids that are out there and kids that aren't even playing in college that are potentially out there. The Zade Wisdoms, Tyler Firsters of the world for next year. So that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for what are these kids going to do when given the opportunity. And right now, the only guys we can talk about are Noah Cates and Ronnie Adder. And if you look at my little screenshot here, they have, it should say Noah Cates. That's Jackson Cates, his older brother. Noah Cates is playing with Farabee and Atkinson. And the defensive pairing will have, again, Ronnie Adder working with Nick Seeler. So it's exciting to some extent that we get to see the kids play. But at the same time, you know, the reason this is all happening is because of the dismal season they've been having. And I'll scroll down and hear the defensive pairings. Cam York, and that's another, you know, obviously Cam York, he's been here for a little bit, but he's still a kid. And he's playing solid hockey, and he's playing with Ivan Provorov. So you have two lefties working together. Ideally, you want to do lefty-righty. But, you know, listen, there have been years where the Flyers didn't even have a right-handed defenseman. So Rasmus Ristolainen and Travis Sanheim and Ronnie Adder and Nick Seeler. So that's what the defensive pairings look like. And Ronnie Adder, I'm really excited about. Again, he was the featured player when we were watching the tournament last weekend. They couldn't say enough positive things about Ronnie Adder, one of the better defensive players in collegiate hockey. Now, as far as the game tonight, listen, the puck line is 6.5. I'm going to predict a 6-3 victory for the Maple Leafs. So I would go the over. But again, my real key thing that I'm going to be targeting is how does York look? How does Tippett look? I mean, Tippett's, I want to see him put that first goal in. And of course, Cates and Adder. And after the final Frozen Four, excuse me, will they even matriculate Brink and Brudzinski into the lineup? Oh, and finally, this is real brief. Disgraceful that Nate Thompson is back in the lineup and Hayden Hodgson's is out. God bless Nate Thompson for his hard work to get back. I, you know what? Maybe they're thinking they have to reward him, but enough already. This season's a wasted season. Nate Thompson will not be back next year. Hayden Hodgson has been playing solid hockey. He should be in the lineup. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. That's it. Dan Green here. Flyer Nice Pod, 2 minutes for roughing. And we'll see you next week with Nick Descal. Be safe and have a great weekend, everyone.